the music too. And then it's raging inside you, forever preaching. Fuck you too. Your screams a whisper, hang on you, twisted transistor. Hey you, finally you get it. The world ain't fair, eat you if you let.
Good evening, folks. Mr. K here with you on My Audio Face, right here on CKMS 1027 Radio Waterloo. Available also on Rogers Digital 946 and, of course, worldwide at radiowaterloo.ca. And we have a cool show tonight, folks. We have in studio Jovian Vale. And I present to you Curtis and Mike.
Hey, got Kevin, it.
How's it going? Hey, Kevin. Fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Oh, great, man. Thanks for having us on. Really appreciate this.
Very much so.
I'm glad you're here. One mic. No, Mike's mic's working. Curtis, you're coming not for some reason. Now, what did we do earlier? So whatever I did earlier worked, and now it's
bring a little closer.
Check. 1, 2. 1, 2. We on?
You're coming in through our other mics.
I see. We can share the mic if we had to here.
While we get the technicians in to do that, we'll share the mic. So for those of you that don't know, why don't you just give us a quick intro to what Jovian Vale is and what we're going to hear tonight?
So, first of all, thanks for having us on. We totally appreciate this. This is a lot of fun for Mike and myself. And Jovian Vale is it's a multifaceted project. In the sense that it's a science fiction novella that was written in unison with a hard alternative rock album. So we let the music sort of dictate where the story would go, and we also let the story sort of dictate where the music would go, and we let the two sort of work together. And Jovian Vale Menticide, this first EP, is the first product of what we've got done here so far.
Cool.
Yeah.
So do you want to start off by reading a bit from the story, and then we'll play a track? So there's five tracks, correct?
There's five tracks in the first EP. Yeah, that's right.
And each one sort of tied to a part of the book. Is it
exactly.
A chapter?
Yeah, exactly. So we thought it'd be a cool kind of neat idea to, for each chapter of the book, it would also have an associated rock track with it. And we would try to tie into the mood or the emotion or the feeling of what was going on in that chapter, and try to express it, musically. And we've also let the music sort of dictate which way the story would go as well. So we have songs that have kind of guided how the story would be told as well. So it's kind of a neat project in that regard.
Indeed. And that just before you start, just as you said that got me thinking of, I've heard a few authors say that as they start to write, eventually they're not writing anymore. It's going through them, and that's kind of what that sounded like.
A little bit. Definitely, yeah. It's there is no set way of doing this, really, because it's kind of, you know, you've got these two different artistic genres that are blending into one, and you know, so we've let the music kind of dictate how the story would go, and we've also let the story just kind of roll, and then whatever riff or idea that kind of comes to mind as we're, you know, kind of going through that also kind of happens spontaneously. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So we appreciate you taking the time here to let us kind of showcase our product here. So thank you.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. So why don't we start? This will be the beginning reading of Jovian Vale Menticide.
All right. So this is the first time I'm going to read on a radio. So here we go. This is from the first chapter called Indoctrinate. Slowly the darkness and nothingness faded into a consciousness and a breath. The meaningless blur of the hollow void transitioned into reality as the senses awoke. At first, the black swallowed every thought, just as waves swallow the shoreline. back and forth, each side claiming victory, but nothing is ever lost or gained. Just the rhythmic dance of a seemingly never-ending battle. The noise in the background continued to dole out its garbled static, but now he was sure he could hear voices. Still unrecognizable, but the tone and shape of the sounds were more than random static. They were more intelligible. He strained his ears, trying to decipher a recognizable language, but the dialogue continued to be swallowed by the static and was too faint to be comprehensible.
Follow me. The looping propaganda barked over the speaker again. Only this time, like a command was actually given to an army. A plethora of life emerged out of the crevices of the landscape off in the distance. It looked like an entire hive of insects all decided to evacuate their burrows at the same time. What in the hell's going on? Laos thought to himself in amazement. It was surreal. What once appeared to be an isolated, desolate planet now was teeming with life. But what was going on down there? Life had emerged from the barren planet's surface like two tidal waves on a collision course.
One side was much larger than the other, at least five times as big. And from this vantage point, it looked like it was spreading out to ensnare and absorb the other side. Caught up and lost in his own thoughts, for an extra split second, he toggled the stick to the right. But it was a moment too late. Boom! A direct hit. As fate would have it, he was going down. He buckled up and braced for impact. This time he was going down, and there was nothing he could do about it. Screaming at the top of his lungs as the surface rapidly approached. Then all was black again.
Choose the way, break the stain.
hollow and empty echoes reverberated through the swirling abyss of the infinite, while solemn and subtle tones straddled the expanse of the void. It was a place where consciousness forgets the instant it remembers, like an endless start or the beginning of an end. It was circular and tireless, forever chasing the absence of time and boundaries. Dissolving from the blackness, an apparition of a figure appeared. Its body was effluent, smoky, and transparent, and it floated with the fluidity of silk and the resolve of an exclamation point. You could smell its sight, and its sound was like a taste that you've never heard or sampled before, sweet and tantalizing, yet bitter and tart. The way it moved invigorated the earbuds as it spanned across the senses. It was more real than anything that Laos had ever seen, touched, tasted, or smelled before. Its sound wrapped around and bathed him in a soothing light of warmth, and then just as quickly it unraveled and circled him from afar like a predator stalking its prey. His taste buds danced in his mouth, and his ears sounded with poetic praises as the apparition flew up and around him. He could feel that there was one within, and that his thoughts were not his own, that an unspoken voice that was not his own resounded from within. All will be revealed, but for now there is no time. And together they screamed in unison, "They are here."
Apparition overwhelming.
Then the dust started to settle just as quickly as the bombardment had started. It stopped swirling and seemingly fell to the ground as if someone had commanded it to stop floating. Laos stopped what he was doing, and the hair stood up on the back of his neck as he realized that the entire cavern was filled with armed beings, and he was surrounded. The lumbering beast of a being was nearly at the edge of the inner circle when it suddenly bull-rushed forward with a shot of speed that was both impressive and fearsome, like a charging rhinoceros. The hulking and imposing figure stopped just short but extended its arm and grabbed Laos by the neck, lifting him up until they were almost nose to nose. Its smell was repulsive. It was a repulsive combination of sweat, dust, and some type of fuel. Now face to face with this being, Laos could truly appreciate how massive it was. Its head was nearly twice the size of his, and his nostrils flared and projected hate as it snorted an intense disgust.
At first, the sight of thousands of dead and decomposing bodies across the vast landscape was unnerving, but it was the smell that offended his senses the most. As he scanned the horizon, he could see bodies littered all across the ground and in various states of decay. Some were hardly recognizable, more of a flesh smear than anything. The bodies were quite a bit smaller than the beings that had captured him, more the size of a human, but it was difficult to tell since they were all so mangled. Some were buried deep inside his mind. He could sense that this wasn't the first time he'd seen something like this. And an even more haunting thought was that maybe he'd been responsible for it as well. Laos couldn't tell where he crashed or where he had been, but that wasn't what caught his immediate attention. Leading up to the fortress were hundreds of thin poles that were planted into the ground. They snaked their way across the landscape for miles like a slalom course and stood about 15 to 20 feet tall. But it wasn't just the poles that caught his eye. It was what was attached to the poles that really got his attention. Impaled at the top of each one of these poles was a dismembered body, a skewered, lifeless body without a head. Some must have been there for a while since the skin on the body was shriveled and looked like leather. The poles rocked gently back and forth like tall grass in the wind, all in unison, almost like they were waving a final goodbye to him. The sight sent shivers up his spine. Then the vehicle jerked backwards and the doors to the fortress began to close. Laos wondered if he would ever see the light of day again.
Right, that, folks, was Jovian Vale.
Dear listeners, this is Mark from Sir.
Mark, you're going to have to hold on.
You're listening to My Audio Face with the wonderful Mr. K here on
Thanks,
CKMS
Mark.
Radio Waterloo.
There we go. Nice little blurb from Mark O'Connor from Sir. So we just heard Jovian Vale in its entirety. Jovian Vale Menticide is the proper title. We heard the entire EP as well as some fantastic reading, selected pieces from each chapter from Curtis, the author of the novella. Curtis, we're going to try that mic one more time. Go ahead.
Hello, what's up?
It's working fine. Yeah, perfect. it's just me. So yeah. all three of us are here. So we've got Curtis and Mike, who together form So the band is Jovian Vale.
I would say the project is Jovian.
Jovian Vale.
Yeah.
The EP and the story are Jovian Vale Menticide.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
So thanks very much for the reading and the music. It was fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, seriously.
Hey. And actually, you know what? We got a copy here of the book, that our first print edition, that I wanted to give to you as well.
That's awesome.
Thanks. You
know, cool.
Thank you for having us on and showcasing our stuff. So.
That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah. It's a great cover.
Cool. Thank you. My friend Ryan Duncan did that up for me, and he did a fantastic job. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We were chatting a little bit before we came on air, but do you guys want to share, I guess, the origin? Why don't we start first with the origin of how you two hooked up? That's a kind of a cool story.
I'm going to take that one.
Yeah, give her
a mic.
Yeah.
So it was a Kijiji ad that led to this. There was someone on Kijiji that was looking to start an acoustic rock band, and I reached out to them. I was looking for some people to play music with, and him and I had some correspondences back and forth, and eventually after a couple of weeks, his name is Dale, we actually know him now. And Dale had told me, well, I think I'm gonna go off and do another project with some other buddies, but hey, there's this guy named Kurt who reached out to me also, and he's looking for a singer, so why don't I put you in contact with him. So it was and then we ended up meeting up one night, and Kurt told me the project, and the rest, I guess, is history. But it was a random Kijiji ad that led to
this. And, you know, like, his email even, like, came, like, 3 or 4 weeks after I even, like, talked to, you know.
That's right, yeah, those correspondence stopped.
Yeah, so it was really, really kind of random, but super cool on Dale to kind of extend that invite to the two of us here, so.
Absolutely, and depending on your views of the world and stuff, many folks would say that there's nothing random, right? That everything, there's a synchronicity.
Uh-huh.
So who knows? Maybe that's why Kijiji was ultimately started by eBay, was to make this type of thing happen. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll all find out later.
I'm very grateful then. Thank you.
Yeah. And the project itself, however, the concept of it started way before that, Curtis.
Yeah. I mean, this has been sort of like festering for a long while, and we were talking there when the music was playing, but kind of give an idea of how this idea came about. Initially, Indoctrinate and Menticide sort of were both of the same. They were both the same song. The concept was to have those both kind of as the same song, along the lines of, you know, like what Tool would typically do with their song, the prog rock kind of thing, where, you know, they will give you some type of, you know, weird type of intro that would lead into the song, and there's some type of reason and rationale for what that intro is. And initially the concept was to have some type of, as we called it in the time, it was kind of like a rant, so some type of nonsensical, you know, maybe kind of a madman or something like that, you know, leading into this song Menticide. Menticide being sort of, it's called, you know, mental genocide. So it's a brainwashing type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more we were thinking about it, we're like, well, maybe there's more to this than just, some, you know, nonsensical rant. Maybe there's more to this story. And you started thinking, okay, well, you know, menticide, you know, what if there was something going on here that, you know, was more along the lines of, let's say, like a 1940s Nazi Germany, Hitler propaganda type speech. Something that, you know, would follow along the lines of what Menticide is. And, you know, the story just kind of started to pick up speed, and ideas started to, you know, be tossed around, and riffs and ideas that were, you know, in existence at the time as well, sort of, you know, gelled well with what the story could kind of be. And it just kind of, you know, all sort of, you know, took shape. And it was really kind of that's how it kind of originated, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And so And where does the name come from? Because I've already been asked a few people that said, okay, what does that mean? So what's Jovian Vale?
Yeah, so Jovian is, there is a lot to this, actually. Jovian is, you know, the Roman god, and they named it after the planet Jupiter.
Mm.
So, I mean, Jovian on itself, it's a kind of a cool-sounding word, right? So, but where you tie in the Vale portion is, you know, there's something that's hidden right now, right? So I think that ties in well with the story is, you know, and it also kind of, you know, flows well with a science fiction type fantasy sort of setting as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to this story than has been revealed at this point right now. We've got this first EP out and our first book in the series. But, you know, there's a lot more to be told. And, you know, there's something that's been hidden here that we don't know quite yet. And we're just kind of getting started here, so
right on.
Yeah, stay okay. tuned.
So
Kevin's eyes just lit up there.
Yeah.
So
it's no coincidence these reports that have been coming out about the Pentagon investigating potential aliens. They had there's a famous physicist Neil Tyson Grass.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He was on CNN today, and it was he handled that so well because they were, of course, saying, okay, there's these images or whatever that the Pentagon has and whatnot. And he says, okay, he says, let's just start here. He says, UFOs, unidentified flying object. He says, that's it. It's unidentified, so you can't jump from there and say it's an alien. You don't know what it is. That's what unidentified means. Yes. And he made it so simple. And he's like, yeah, that's a good point. He says, yeah, they should look into it because they don't know what it is. That makes sense. He says, but to go from there to say, that now means that we're being visited. He said, that's you know, a bit of a leap,
yeah.
But sounds like maybe you guys know something we don't, so we have to wait for future. Now are the this just came out
December 1st.
December 1st. So December 1st. So we're really just in the first chapters. What's next as far as the project? What's the next step for you guys?
Well. We actually have, well, not we, Kurt's the author, the sole author, but so we have the second book essentially almost
it's
completed.
Done.
It's done, yeah.
It's done.
And we have five out of the six songs, the rough drafts already all planned out, and the ideas for the sixth all planned out. So, we plan on, I don't know if we want to get into too much detail, but it'll be a while yet, probably another 10 months to a year until anything gets.
You want to mention like where we kind of launched our.
Oh yeah, so we did our first launch of the our first EP and novella at Comic-Con, I guess. So that was our first. That was the soft launch, I guess.
Yeah.
The digital portions didn't come out until December 1st, but we had some hard copies available on October.
October 14th,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are planning on making that a yearly thing at Comic-Con if they'll have us back.
Yeah,
and,
it was a good time.
It was
sure.
a good time, yeah. And we'll have our second round. Look at this. We're drawing a line in the sand right now.
Oh,
we have a deadline now.
We're okay. We can do it. We yeah. set ourselves.
All ready. Right. So we have it confirmed. The second installment will be released at London Comic Con,
yeah,
right on.
There you go.
That's awesome. There well, that's, I mean, which is a ways away. And I mean, that gives us and the public some time to digest the current project. Because as we were playing it, certainly one of the things that came to mind to me is it's a new genre to have the story, you know, a book or a novella and accompanying music of this style. Both of which I think are great. I haven't read the book, but I mean, from every indication, the music is really, really cool. And
cool,
I can
thanks.
Kind of feel the, I guess, what that story, there's a darkness, there's sort of a fear. Like, to me, it's scary. You know, I feel already for the little bits, I feel for the
that's what I want to hear,
Kev.
Right? Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
Just say my mom doesn't like to read this book. So
yeah.
So I want to go figure out what's going on. You know, the way I think I'm going to go about this is read the book, get the story, understand, cause I need some backgrounds,
some
characters, and get all that and go, okay, great. And then I think re-experiencing it now with the overlay of the music,
cool.
You know, to me adds such another dimension, we were talking earlier about Stephen King as an example of a prolific author. I'm actually rereading The Regulators right now, which is one of his, I thought of it as one of his new books, but it's probably pretty old now. I mean, I've been reading him for a gazillion years.
Yeah, but, me too. He's a master when it comes to suspense, right? So,
It's funny because I don't know a ton about him personally, but as far as I know, he does have an interest in some pretty heavy out there music. He's not a big, like, I don't think he's a huge heavy metal fan, but there's a few really hardcore bands that he's into. Like, I don't want to say for sure, like Cannibal Corpse, but that type of music.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to have to look it up.
I wouldn't be surprised, actually.
He's popped up, like, just randomly, either at a comment or something, and he's made a reference to some pretty out there stuff. Wow. And he's like, yeah, I listen to that. But, so it's, like you said, not that surprising. It definitely would fit that type of music, type of rating.
For sure.
I didn't get a chance to ask you guys, but what music do you listen to? We've got about 10 minutes left on the show, and I thought we could play something you guys like.
Oh, cool.
One or two songs, if I can find them. Throw something at me, and we'll see how quickly I can get through the cassettes to tee it up.
Anything Foo Fighters? Is that?
I'm sure we can find that.
Anything from those gentlemen?
Yeah. They were just on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Did you see it?
I watched it on YouTube or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I watched it. I think I watched it live, or at least the next day. And it's funny because I love Nirvana.
Yeah.
Love Nirvana as well.
Yeah. And I don't dislike Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
But it's just not something I've ever gotten into. Yeah, whenever it's on, I'm like, yeah, hey, this stuff's really good. All right. Well, I'm just randomly.
Yeah, I guess, like, musically, like, I'm into everything.
Yeah, you have a pretty...
I know that's such a cliche answer for people to say that, but, like, some days I'll be listening to, the Deftones, Tool, Nirvana, Queens of the Stone Age, and then, other days we'll flip it to Radiohead, or Coldplay even, like, there's definitely a lot of musical talent in those types of bands, or, flick on Pantera, or Chevelle, or Alice in Chains, Muse, bit of everything, yeah. You just kind of appreciate the musical talent of all those bands.
Cool. All right, I'm gonna tee up some Foo Fighters, and then I'll find something for you after.
Nice. My wife just said, or Taylor Swift. I have to listen to Taylor Swift.
Oh. Okay. Oh wait. Oh, now does she like Britney Spears?
Back in the day, I believe so. Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll play a surprise for her after this.
Foo Fighters song.
I might have something she might like, sort of. So just a reminder,
she says no.
This is. My Audio Face with Mr. K, very special edition with Mike and Curtis from Jovian Vale that are in studio. It is 10:52, and let's hear some Foo Fighters.
I've got another confession to make.
Nice.
I needed somewhere to hang. Give me life.
right, Foo Fighters going out to Mike, and we have a very special song to finish off. We're going to hear sort of some Britney Spears. We're going to send this to Jenny and Avery. And big thank you once again to Curtis and Mike for coming in. Jovian Fail, Menticide. The music itself is available on Bandcamp. I did want to mention that. So you can go to Bandcamp, iTunes, and
Spotify.
Awesome.
The book is available for free, actually, as well, if you want. It's on iBooks and Smashwords, Kobo. It's all there. You can check all the details on our website as well.
So
Instagram, Twitter.
Where do we want folks to go for info? Facebook, the actual website, what's the best?
Facebook and Instagram.
For sure.
Yep.
To keep posted. All right, so thanks again. This is Mr. K with My Audio Face. I'll be back Friday at 10 a.m. and let's go out with some Britney Spears. Have a great night, everyone.
Eikö tää oo siis...
On, sixpacki, kyllä.
Vähän se on tosta talvi.